Good morning to those online. Welcome here. Welcome to those who are new. Good to see everyone this morning. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. Repeat after me. My God only does wondrous things. Hallelujah. Your God only does wondrous things. He is mighty, and he is here in this place. Hallelujah. Father God, we worship you this morning. We praise your name.
Oh, yeah.
and the power of your love. I will testify of your mercies and your grace. I'll tell the world of your goodness and the power of, sing with me.
I will testify of your mercies and your grace. I'll tell the world of your goodness and the power of your love.
Sing it again.
Power,
because I'm a testimony.
Testimony. Testimony.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. The victory is ours. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah. We declare that there is none like you. There is no other God like you. Hallelujah. You are the God who only does wondrous things. We worship you this morning. We expect only wondrous things. We expect only mighty things because you are a mighty God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. There is none like you. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Just tell him, Lord, there is none like you. Lord, there is none like you. Hallelujah. Every other thing is beneath you. Every circumstance is beneath you. Every dark power, every devil is beneath you, is beneath me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
You've been so good. You've been I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Just want to say thank you. Thank you, my Lord. Forever, you are faithful. Forever, you are good. We give you praise, Father, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you, Father, that you're the God who convicts us of sin, so that we may repent and receive forgiveness. That you've not left us, O God, to our own devices, but in your loving kindness and your tender mercy, as sons, you chastise us so that we can become better, more and more like you. Thank you, Lord, that we are sons and not bastards. Thank you for peace which passes all understanding, for restoration, for redemption, for peace which passes all understanding. Thank you, Father, that we are chosen of you, ordained of you, to be fruitful, blessed to be a blessing. Blessed be your holy name, Most High. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Exciting things in us now, Father. Extraordinary things for your glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. We need you. Come, sweet spirit, we pray. Come, Lord, in your strength and your power. Come, Lord, in your own gentleness. To way, I say, come, come, Holy Spirit, Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord. Come. sweet Spirit, all I pray. Come in thy strength, Lord, and your power. Oh, come, Lord, in a warm gentle way. I need you, oh Lord, I need you. Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need you, oh Lord, I need you like never before. Every hour, Lord, I need you. Me now, my Savior, Lord, I come to thee. As the deep longeth for the waters, so my soul longeth after thee. Desire, and I long to worship you. As the deep panted, as the deep panted for the waters, so my soul longed after thee. You alone, my Lord, alone are my heart's desire, and I long just to worship you. You alone are my strength and my shield. Oh, to you alone my spirit now yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone, you are you're my shield. Oh, to you alone may my spirit now yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. And I long to worship you. And I long to worship you. When peace like a river attend my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my Lord, thou hast taught. soul. It is well, with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul.
Yes, it is well. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified, Lord. Be magnified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Change our lives. Transform us for your glory. We give you praise for all things, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I want to thank God for every one of you. I thank God for his loving kindness and his tender mercies. There's a God who has loved us with an everlasting love. I heard the Lord say that the month that we're going into, that the fruit that we are going to eat is a very special fruit. He said it is the month of commanded rising, commanded raising. I said, Lord, I've not heard that word before. He said, you're hearing it now. It is the month of commanded rising and raising. I said, how does that sound like a fruit? He said, if you want to know what the fruit is, it is the fruit of victory. Ooh, yeah. Hallelujah. And I was deeply blessed when we started singing it this morning. Victory is mine. It was a prophetic declaration of what God has already established. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, the people that know their God shall be what? Strong. And they shall do what? They shall do exploits, great exploits. God is commanding our rising. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I've heard of commanded blessing. So I'm going to speak my command of rising. And you shall rise and shall be raised. I wonder, what does God mean by rising and raising? The Bible says, in the book of Acts, that the disciples, Peter and John, came to a man that was lame from birth. And they said to the man, silver and gold we don't have, but what we do have, we give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. They said that, but he did not rise. He needed to be raised. So the word of God says, and he took him by the right hand and what? Lifted him up. That means he raised him up. God is going to raise those that have heard the word of God but have not clicked into it. He's saying, I am not a liar. What I say, you will do. And he is going to raise up. And the Bible says, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. Let God infuse strength into those areas of our lives that are weak and have not experienced strength ever. For he was lame from his mother's womb. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God, let God arise. Off, Jesus. Down, Satan. Off, Jesus. Down, Satan. Up, Jesus. Down, Satan. Let God arise. You are in Him, and as He rises, you rise. Somebody shout hallelujah. Rise with me. Just begin to worship. Just talk to the Lord. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Where do you need Him today? He is God, and He will not let you down. Let every enemy be scattered. Let God give you strength, supernatural strength. For your spirit, for your soul, your mind, your will, your intellect. Strength for your body. Strength in your family. Strength in your finances. Strength in your capacity to obey the instruction of the Lord. Let every enemy be scattered now. In Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, Lord,
revive me.
Again.
Again.
Because we've been revived. That's how we got saved. Say, revive me again and again and again. Amen. Let us pray for our children. Father, we thank you for another glorious day. Thank you for we can praise you in the land of the living. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for waking us up and bringing us to your house. Thank you that in our going out and in our coming in, you were with us. We lift all our biological children before you, their spouses, their children's children, and all our spiritual children, extended families, partners, friends in this house and around the world. Father, minister grace to everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life, we declare the lordship of Jesus and your rulership and your reign over every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. We say it is well with us in our going out and coming in everything we do. you are with us, and victory and success has been given to us. We say it is ours. We give you thanks and we give you praise for divine love that you have shed abroad in our hearts. We give you praise. Thank you for an excellent week, excellent month, and excellent goodness that you have stored for us. We walk into it and we enjoy every one of them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you and we receive you, and we say, have your way in our lives. May your name be glorified in our lives, in our homes, in our city, our nation, and in the service this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just going to do one verse. I encourage you to read these three chapters at home, because that's the season we are in. We're in the season of high holidays. You can read Leviticus 23. Read Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15. Read Hebrews 9. So those all have to do with the feast. So you can read some more, but those three chapters should give you a good reading this afternoon. So can you say it with me so I know you heard me? Leviticus 23, 1 Corinthians 15, and Hebrews 9. Praise the Lord. All right, glory to God. Okay, one scripture we can read together, Psalm 27. Just put only verse 1. You can read the whole chapter on your own. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear? Fear is not part of the package that God has given to us. You must banish fear from your life. Any type of fear. Say with your mouth, say, fear, you are not part of my life. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Those are what God gave to us. Somebody say, I have the spirit of love, I have the spirit of power, and I have the spirit of sound mind. Your mind must not be disturbed or shaken. No matter what comes your way, you have peace. The Prince of Peace lives in your heart. Somebody say, the Prince of Peace lives in my heart. I have the spirit of peace, power, and a sound mind. Say amen. Amen. Day or night, it is well with you and your household. We're not moved by what we see or hear. We are only moved by what God says. And what he says is the final say. Say amen. And he says good things about us. So learn to speak to yourself. Hallelujah. Let's rise and pray. Well, the one for sound mind is in Timothy, but we're not reading all those scriptures this morning, so you can always go back and read these things for yourself. Because what's happening, you're so used to spoon-fed, you need to find a word for yourself. Say amen. You know when crisis comes, you're not going to say, hello, pastor, hello, deacon, hello, deaconess. What do I have to do? No, you got to be ready. Your heart has to pump out that thing immediately to stop and silence the enemy. Say amen. Eat the word and continue to eat it. Amen. What are the benefits? Their life to us. Their spirit to us. They are grace to us. They are goodness to us. Say amen. Hallelujah. If you are not used to reading the word every day, start practicing that. You don't need to read so much, but read something. Say amen. Read it in the morning, read it at night. Let it marinate you. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for being with us. Thank you for being in this service this morning. Let our thanksgiving and our worship and adoration be acceptable in your sight. Let our prayers and the words of our heart and the meditation of our heart be acceptable before you, O God. Father, we need you more than ever. We ask that you revive every one of us. Revive us as individual, revive us corporately. Let the word of God and the fire of the word be restored back in the house of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the light of your word enter our hearts. Let it transform us on a daily basis. When we meet corporately and when we are by ourselves, Lord, stir our hearts back to you, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise. As we sang that song this morning, as the deer pant after the water, so my soul pant after you. There's a song of David while he was running in the wilderness and no water anywhere, but all that was going on in his household and in his kingdom, he was searching for you. Father, no matter what's going on around us, may we search for you. And as he longed for you in around En-Gedi there, he searched in the place where there's, he searched and he saw the ibex, he saw the deer. And suddenly, as you keep moving in, here comes the waterfall. Lord, give us waterfall in the midst of any desert or wilderness that comes our way. May we have the drink of the water of life, the water that quench every thirst, that wash every filth away from us. In the mighty name of Jesus, remember every one of us during this season of the high holiday, of God's holiday, as we seek your face, O God. Father, may you remember our family. May you have mercy on us, O God, and forgive us all our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wash us with the water of your word, with the blood of Jesus. Lord, transform our hearts, transform our lives, transform our homes, transform everything transformable. Have your way in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray now, God, that you send peace to all your children. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls, prosperity to her palaces, restoration. May they remember the everlasting God who has made covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Draw your people back to you. Let them know the answer is not out there. The answer is in God. And God, you have chosen your people, and you have a destiny for them. May they not mess it up, but may they seek your face. And may you give the solution in the mighty name of Jesus. For the arm of flesh and the arm of the world will always fail you. But the hand of God will never fail us. Father, remember your people. Remember your everlasting covenants with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember your people, for your word say you bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse them. Father, remember your people. As they are gathering against, be for. If the Lord is on our side, who can be against us? They will never win. So, Lord, have your way, Lord. Save your people, Lord. Draw them back to you, Lord. May your wisdom reign in the leadership and in the people, Lord, in the house of God, that they will turn back seeking your face and crying, O God, save us and save our land. And hear their cry, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray now that you touch all lives, touch all your people. The nations are groaning. There's issues all over the place. But God, you are our peace. Save all the nations. May they turn back to you. Remove wickedness and let righteousness reign. In the name of Jesus. For righteousness exalts a nation and sin is the reproach. Give all our leadership, all governments leadership to rule and to the people so that the people will not suffer. Because of leadership, poor leadership, people suffer. The people perish. Father, remove wicked leaders. Remove evil leaders. Let the people rejoice and turn back to you. Save your people, Lord. Save the widows, the orphans. Save your people, Lord. Poor from the dunghill. In the mighty name of Jesus. And those that are sick, heal them, Lord. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. Let the blessing go now to Israel, to Canada, to Nigeria, United States of America, to Spain, to Italy, and to Austria, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Father. To all the islands of the seas and all the first nations of the world, and where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, hear their cry and save your people.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, be in the service this morning. He'll restore and make whole your people. Mm. Bless your people. Those who are so burdened and stressed, Lord, lift those stress off them. Mm. And those who need a better job, give them a better job. Mm. Bless the businesses. Bless all walks of life that are represented here. And bless your people hearing the sound of my voice and those who are here. Bless the word this morning. Bless the pastor and all those who give the word and those who receive the word and those who publish your word and those who rejoice and receive your word with gladness. May we have that blessing you have said. They will receive 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Awesome.